It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A long-running effort aims to crack down on reckless driving in Milwaukee, and city leaders say a new state law offers them a new tool in that campaign.
Since he entered office, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson has called reckless driving a public safety crisis.
And last week, Mayor Johnson signed a reckless driving bill for the city after Governor Evers signed a state law allowing local officials to pass ordinances addressing the issue.
The new law in Milwaukee increases penalties for reckless driving and allows police to seize vehicles from more offenders.
At the same time, bills have been introduced in the state legislature to bring red light and speed enforcement cameras to Milwaukee and to require speed-limiting devices for repeat offenders.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson joins us now. Mayor Johnson, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Back when you became mayor a few years back, you declared reckless driving a public safety crisis. Why do you think Milwaukee has such a serious reckless driving problem compared to elsewhere in the state?
Well, I think that there's a number of reasons for that. I think there are issues in other parts of Wisconsin, too. That's why it's gotten to the attention of the governor, because there are statewide solutions that are needed on reckless driving. But it's not just a Milwaukee thing or even a Wisconsin thing. This is something that happened across the United States. As a matter of fact, I speak with a number of mayors that are also a part of the U.S. Conference of Mayors along with me. And in their communities, reckless driving had also spiked. And I think for a number of communities, it was COVID related. You had wide open roads, not a lot of people driving on them, so people took some additional liberties. I think in Milwaukee specifically, there are some things that added to that, including the fact that police for some time didn't have a tool in their toolkit that they had at their disposal for a number of years that discouraged that sort of behavior. And so we've been working to put the genie back in the bottle on that over the past number of years by empowering police, by working with our Department of Public Works to make sure that we're focusing in on street designs that are safer and focusing in on that, on safety as opposed to speed, amongst other things like Vision Zero and the like.
I want to dig into a bunch of the different things you just brought up. Let's start with those statewide tools. We got this new law passed by the legislature, signed by Governor Evers, that frees some things up for municipalities like yours to tackle. What do you see? What kind of difference do you see these new changes making?
Look, I think that we need every single tool at our disposal. And so the state needs to be a partner with us and other communities, too, on these sort of initiatives. And so the bill that the governor signed just recently allows for the police department to have an additional tool. It has to be passed by a local ordinance and signed by the mayor. Our city council in Milwaukee passed an ordinance after the governor affixed his signature to the bill. I immediately signed it as soon as the council voted on it to allow for police to be able to impound vehicles of individuals who are driving cars recklessly, treating them as 2,000-pound weapons, regardless of whether or not the owner is using the vehicle or not. It requires people to be a little more responsible, too, in terms of who you might loan your car out to. And so we're very, very happy with that. It's another tool in the toolbox, another bill that is seeking to work its way through the legislative process in Madison right now. Is a traffic safety camera program. Traffic safety cameras that would be deployed in Milwaukee on a pilot basis with limited cameras in each of the 15 aldermanic districts to capture people on camera who are speeding through red lights, going through red lights, and going over 15 miles per hour over the speed limit. That's what would trigger a citation to happen. And we're not doing this as some critics on the Republican side, especially in the legislature, have spoken about. We're doing it to gain compliance, to make the streets safer for people in Milwaukee. And other communities across the country have done the same thing.
Another proposed state bill would require reckless driving offenders, repeat offenders, to have speed limiters put on their cars. Is that something you're backing in the legislature?
That's not something that I'm not immediately backing, because I want people not to speed in the first place. That bill would require that the act to happen. I want people to not speed in the first place. I want people to not drive recklessly in the first place. That's why we've been so adamant about working to make sure that we have tools to curb that sort of behavior, whether it's things that we have been initiating since I've been the mayor and declared reckless driving a public safety crisis and have corralled all of local government, all of city government to work on the issue, whether it's focusing in on these preventative measures to make people think twice before driving recklessly, like the traffic safety cameras, or the bill that the governor signed and the council passed and I signed, where we're putting the message out that, hey, do not do this because your car could be impounded. We're trying to get to people on the front end as opposed to the back end.
Outside of the enforcement side of things, you've also worked on infrastructure on the streets themselves, kind of road modifications to make them a little slower and a little less likely to drive too fast. What kind of things are you doing? What kind of changes have you, or what kind of impact have you seen?
Yeah, we have been transforming the streets in Milwaukee. And let me be the first one to tell you, I mean, I wish that we were not in a position where we'd had to do that. I wish that folks would just take into account their own well-being. And if you're not thinking about yourself, thinking about the well-being of your neighbors and folks around us in our community. And so we have taken that up because some of those things just haven't been happening, and making sure that we go for grants and design roads in our Department of Public Works that focus in on safety over speed. Right. So there's road diets that have happened. There's protected bike lanes that have gone in, which is, something that's an amenity for, bike riders and scooter riders, getting them, off of sidewalks and things like that. But it also helps to deter reckless driving. We put in pinned-on curb extensions to stop people from passing on the right, which is one of the most notorious things that reckless drivers have done in our community. So we've done a number of things, speed humps, speed tables, roundabouts, traffic circles, in order to curb that sort of antisocial behavior on our roadways. And it is having a positive effect. There are, I believe, 7% fewer people who have died in traffic crashes in Milwaukee over last year from this year. The other way around, from last year to this year. So we are having some progress. We are seeing speeds slow on those streets where we've made those improvements, which is making it safer for everybody in our community. And that's a good thing.
Mayor Johnson, how about a culture change? Is there some kind of messaging to get out there to, apart from the enforcement, obviously, that's part of this, but to make sure that people think about driving safely and don't drive so recklessly?
Yes. And that's where, Vision Zero, which Milwaukee is a proud partner. I believe we are only the second community in the state of Wisconsin to be a part of the Vision Zero network. The first was Madison some years ago. And so we've joined Madison in the effort here, focusing in on ending traffic deaths in our community. And so that's a culture change. Vision Zero applies a number of things, including working with members of the community who are concerned about traffic violence and these unnecessary traffic crashes resulting from people who take the liberty to drive recklessly behind the wheel. But there's also education that's associated with this as well, including the Speeding We Can Live Without It educational campaign that Vision Zero has been champion of over the course of the last year or so.
It seems like over the last couple of years, Mayor Johnson, everybody's on the same page mostly on this issue. Your office, the city council, the community, state government as well. Do you feel like you've got a team here that you're working with and the partnerships are really going to put a dent in this?
Yeah, and I feel really good about where we're going. Again, my very first day in office as mayor, I declared reckless driving a public safety crisis, and we have been tackling the issue head on. And as folks hear me talking about constantly, getting more partners in order to address the situation. You need these important partnerships. And so I'm happy that members of the city council have been on board. I'm happy that the Milwaukee County also adopted a Vision Zero policy as well. I'm also happy that leaders in state government, including the two that I was on a panel discussion with this past Monday, Senator Dora Drake and Senator LaTanya Johnson, amongst others, Representative Caitlin Haywood was there as well. have been champions of this effort in making our streets safer for all users of the roadway. That's super important. And, you know, it's unnecessary when, you know, people lose their lives to traffic violence because somebody decides to go out there and speed. These are preventable deaths. These are preventable injuries. And we're all working and rolling in the same direction to stop them.
Mayor Johnson, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
Cavalier Johnson is the mayor of Milwaukee. We talked with him about reckless driving in the city after he signed a bill into law last week, increasing penalties and allowing police to seize vehicles of reckless drivers. Now we'll hear about what law enforcement is seeing in Milwaukee. Jeffrey Norman is chief of police at the Milwaukee Police Department. Chief Norman, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Appreciate being invited.
What are your officers seeing on the streets of Milwaukee in recent years that qualifies as reckless driving? Paint us a picture of what you're seeing there.
Well, this has been a challenge throughout my administration. This has been a challenge over the course of the years. This is nothing new, unfortunately, in regards to behaviors that are, again, dangerous on the road, excessive high speeds, swerving in and out. They have the term called the Milwaukee slide, which is, you know, passing cars on your right, which at times those who are, you know, not paying attention could unfortunately get into unnecessary accidents. Things are just basically unacceptable in regards to our rules of the road and respecting those who are driving, you know, and again, in a more respectful manner. So this has been, unfortunately, a chronic issue for us in our city.
Now, reckless driving has been with us as long as there have been cars, I guess, but have you seen things get worse? I hear people pointing toward the COVID era in particular as kind of a turning point where we see more of this.
So, been on the job for 30 years. Mm-hmm. It has been a issue over the course of the years, especially a couple administrations ago. So, this is nothing that I will say is new. I believe that when we did have the COVID 2020, there was, I would say, amplification or exasperation of, you know, behaviors really starting to get pretty bad in regards to there was, you know, moratorium and, you know, traffic enforcement for certain, you know, violations. So there was a lot of things, I believe, contributing to aggravating the situation in the more recent years. And it calls for, again, any tool that we can have that will, you know, help us be able to impact and disrupt the behaviors. You know, the Milwaukee Police Department, the political leaders in our city are all for it.
Let's talk about those tools. We've got this recently signed state law. And then, as we just heard from the mayor, the city of Milwaukee put it into effect, opening up the ability to seize vehicles involved in reckless driving. Is that a tool you think is going to help move the needle?
Absolutely. I don't speak too often on a lot of different things from a legislative angle, but this is one that I felt compelled just because I believe there is true impact when you have the ability to take away what I will say the modality to, contribute to the reckless driving in our city. Seeing that this is a opportunity to really have a true impact for those who are first offense, understanding the seriousness of this, that we will impound your vehicle, I believe will send a very strong signal that we're not taking this lightly and that, you know, there's going to be owner responsibility. If you loan out your vehicle, understand that you are, you know, putting your vehicle at risk if you loan it out to the individual who does not understand that responsibility. And those who are driving the vehicle, that they have to understand the responsibility to, if you are borrowing a vehicle, you need to make sure that you're following the rules of the road. Otherwise, there will be serious consequences.
How about charges for repeat offenders and automatically charging them? How big a help could that be?
So we have, again, a pretty good working relationship with our, you know, system partners in the criminal justice system. The city attorney had made it clear, especially our most recent town hall, that anything that is a second offense, reckless driving, will not be handled at the municipal level. Our partner, the DA's office, Kent Laverne, has stated that they're committed to prosecuting those who are involved in a second offense at a state level charge. And so these are commitments that our system partners are making in conjunction with ourselves. So it helps to have a unified front. Our City leaders, the mayor, in fact, is very much behind this particular type of effort. And most importantly, our community is behind this effort. So we are moving the needle in regards to those particular type of prosecutions at that level.
Chief Norman, I don't have data in front of me here on this, but I would guess if I had to that we're mostly talking about younger people being involved in these charges. That's my guess, though. Do I have that about right?
So we can provide you with more information, but I know from some of the data that we do have, yes, it's younger people, but I don't want to excuse anybody sure. from these behaviors. We do see a lot between the 18 to 24 age, but, it is higher. I know that there is, issues in regards to those who are going to work, those who are at work, those who are delivery drivers engaging in these unfortunate violations of the rules of the road. So, yes, there is a, we can see that there is more of those violations in that age, but I've seen all spectrums, all levels.
How do you get the message out there to that younger group? And, hopefully they'll grow up to be older drivers, too, and keep driving safe. How do you reach that audience of new drivers to say, to get it into their heads that this is dangerous?
Well, first of all, Rob, I think this is a great venue. I believe that using the media to help us amplify our message, we're working with our political partners out there to, again, send out these notifications and notices in their own world. I mean, social media is also a great tool, knowing that a lot of our, public look at social media feeds. We do have a pretty good social media following. So this is where we lean into the opportunity to talk to anyone, anywhere, to continue to amplify these particular warnings of these particular laws are out here. The Milwaukee Police Department is empowered with this particular tool and that we will use it. And it is directed for officers to use it. So it's important for us to keep on saying this. I always say to my team, we can never communicate enough. Communicate, communicate. When you think you communicate enough, you communicate some more.
I want to bring up the issue of police pursuit, and we've watched this in Milwaukee and elsewhere over the years, this difficult balancing act of, a traffic pursuit, a high-speed pursuit is a dangerous situation. But if you move too far to the other extreme and say, well, no pursuits, and people know there's no pursuits, then they'll know that and get away. How have you been dealing with that balancing act?
Well, I'm glad that you really put the word or take the words right out of my mouth in regards to this is a balancing act. Understanding that we as a department need to lean into our training, the accountability measures, but we need to support our officers understand that there is and has been needs for, especially when you see violent crime, especially when you see those levels of utter disregard and reckless driving, that there should be some type of intervention. But we cannot allow this to be just, anything goes for our department. We need to make sure that we are being, mindful when we want to engage in these pursuits. But you're absolutely right. The alternative is not acceptable to the community. We have done anecdotal discussions with our community through crime and safety meetings, through other engagements, and our community still is behind that they cannot see a world where there is no accountability or some type of intervention methods for those who are bringing, harm or dangers to our roads or to our community.
Chief Norman, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Appreciate the invitation, and take care.
Jeffrey Norman is chief of police at the Milwaukee Police Department. Earlier, we heard from Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. We've been talking about efforts to crack down on reckless driving in Milwaukee.